Andrew Yang, first Democrat candidate to speak out against Antifa attack on Andy Ngo. By Joshua Kaplan on July 1, 2019. Andrew Yang on Monday became the first Democrat presidential candidate to speak out against Antifa's vicious attack on journalist Andy Ngo in Portland, Oregon, over the weekend. "I hope that Mr. Andy Ngo is okay. Journalists should be safe to report on a protest without being targeted," Yang wrote on Twitter. Ngo, who serves as an editor for Quillette, was repeatedly punched and kicked while reporting live from an Antifa rally turned violent riot. He also had milkshakes splashed on him, which, according to law enforcement, that were concocted with quick drying cement. Ngo was transported to a nearby hospital, where he received medical attention for injuries he sustained to his face and head. The journalist's attorney, Harmeet Dhillon, said he experienced a brain bleed and other injuries. To assist with paying his medical expenses, conservative pundit Michelle Malkin set up a GoFundMe for him that has raised over $150,000. "He has since been released from the hospital," said Dhillon on Twitter. In a subsequent tweet, the attorney vowed to sue those behind the attack into oblivion. In a statement Saturday night, the Portland Police Bureau said three people were arrested in connection to the clashes on charges from harassment to assault, while three people were hospitalized. Ahead of the Saturday rally, Ngo expressed concern about his safety with Antifa present. "I am nervous about tomorrow's Portland Antifa rally," he tweeted on Friday. "They're promising physical confrontation and have singled me out to be assaulted." Senator Ted Cruz, RTX, has called on the FBI to investigate the attack law and bring legal action against Democrat Portland Mayor Ted Wheeler.